tell you about Public Square. There are several lines that meet other edges.
Youth of this country who are already in a disillusion, disenchanted state will be encouraged.
Where we talk about the fine margins. Sometimes it's black, white, and blurry.
It's also informed by the need to save costs and reduce legislative time.
Then there are the actors right at the center, coming through political processes, which could be dramatic.
To the extent of this impeachment, if Parliament does not raise this money.
And controversial.
If driving to the roads is a getting the macabre down, compatibility is that of government.
And there's you to help connect the dots from the top to the bottom. Join Rotimi Sankore and Arogo Obo at the Public Square every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is the Public Square.
Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is the Public Square, and our discussion for today is staying with the biggest discussion, especially with youths in the country. All across the country, university students are not going to school. And that's because for the 10th time, the 15th time in 23 years, you have had the academic staff, universities of Union of Universities, and back on a nationwide strike. So today is day four of that strike, and we have the honor of speaking with the president of ASU, Professor Emmanuel Osoreke. Great to have you join us this afternoon, sir.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you. And I'm sure that this has been a very busy week, but like everyone who gets elected into the position of the leadership of the Academic Staff Union of Universities, they usually will have their hands full because, like we've seen, with every strike, the problems appear not to go away. They've been there for a long time. So thank you very much. And remember, you can join the conversation on social media at Nigeria Info FM, at Public Square, at Awogo Obo, at Rotimi Sankore. You can also send us messages on WhatsApp 08095975805 if you've got any questions for the national president of ASU. Let me begin with this. Professor Osoreke, I'm looking for something which I was asking you about the last time I spoke with you. I said it will be great to hear what you had to say with respect to what the government immediately the strike was declared. So I'll play this and then get your reaction to this. So let's hear this.
As well, unfortunately, they have gone on strike, and I'm just looking for them because all the issues have been addressed. The last thing that happened was they submitted a draft agreement which the ministry is looking at. The committee is looking at it. Immediately it finishes, the government will announce what it has accepted of that. Then suddenly I had them going on strike. So I'm looking for us. The federal government is ready to meet them on all the issues they have raised. And if there are so many meetings and then gap is not closing, I think it's not the fault of the government. There is a solution. The negotiation that has been going on is the solution. That is why I told you I'm so surprised that us was going on strike. I can't give you time. I am ready to reach agreement with ASU now, but since I'm not the only one, I can't give you time, but certainly we are going to reach agreement and it will be very soon.
All right, that's the Minister of Education, Adamu, after the Federal Executive Council meeting, when he was asked by journalists, rightly so, what was going on. Interestingly, he said he was shocked and too that he was looking for members of ASU. I'm sure you've heard this and over again. You've been asked, this is what the response of the government to the strike is. What's your reaction, Professor Osoreke?
Well, like I've told other media that have asked me similar questions, is that it is not worth my response, because ASUU is well known, where we are is well known, our phone numbers are well known, our email numbers are well known, our secretariat in Abuja is well known. The media is saying don't know where ASUU is, or it cannot find ASUU. Then something is wrong somewhere.
All right. So this is also very important for the millions of listeners who tune in to listen to the station, is to inform them and rightly educate them on what the real issue is. And every time ASUU has embarked on strike, the revitalization fund has often come up. And people have asked the question, how much is the revitalization fund? So I guess the first thing is to educate them what the revitalization fund is all about. And then to let them understand how much it is the revitalization fund going forward, Professor Shodeke.
Thank you very much. Everybody in Nigeria and world over, we know that Nigerian universities are backwards in all the rankings you have. No Nigerian university will rank almost 1,000 in the world. So we is backwards. We don't have foreign lecturer teaching in any of them. We don't have foreign students. In 2009, when we went on, when we negotiated with government, I signed an agreement in 2009. One of the ideas that government should revamp these universities and bring it to the standard of the world. The world university is universality, which the government agree and sign. But it's good to implement. So when we went to a strike in 2011, they now agreed to send a team, government team, to all the universities and look at the state of infrastructure in all Nigerian universities. The team went around the country and came up with a report. That report is the need assessment report. And part of the recommendation of that report is that there is a need of that government report led by the present chairman of INEC, Mahmoud. And their report indicated that government should spend 1.3 trillion naira if they want to revamp the Nigerian university system. That is the origin. In 2013, we went on strike again because they refused to implement it. That was during the era of Dr. Goodluck Jonathan as president.
Right.
And we had a meeting with him to break down, and they agreed they will implement it, but that they cannot afford the 1.3 million naira as a goal.
1.3 trillion naira, you say?
Yeah, trillion. 1.3 trillion, sorry.
Right.
So they agreed that they will break it into six. The first year, which is 2014, they will release 200 billion. And subsequently, they will release 220 billion, which we agreed on, and we signed an agreement. And that strike was called up in 2014. But Jonathan Akwale regime released 200 billion, which we found out later they took from debt fund and released to the university. And when you enter in Nigerian University, you will see the impact of that 200 billion released in 2014. Subsequently, the government will not implement that agreement, as we agreed on 220 per year. So that is the origin. Once now they will throw 1 naira, they will throw 10 billion, 20 billion into the system. They have done that 3 times. And we said that is not how to solve the problem. If we believe that the education sector is a critical stage, which we all agreed, there is a need to revamp it the way they have done for so many things in the country. They have to, now they are even trying to, what do they call it? Trying to ameliorate the impact of fuel adulteration and spending billions, hundreds of billions. And we say, put such money in education and revamp it so that we can have foreign lecturers coming to teach in Nigeria, foreign students coming to Nigeria, and then we'll be getting revenue, just like Ghana are getting revenue from Nigeria, because that universities are better than us. That is the origin of the revitalization fund,
Excellent.
Which the government has refused to implement.
Excellent. So we now know 1.3 trillion naira. They released 200 billion every year for the next, for 6 years. They were supposed to put 200 billion for 6 years to cover up the assessment.
But
Can you let us understand how much now? Because you say 20 billion was put in a certain year, 16 billion another year. So from the remainder of the 1.1 trillion naira, going by the 1.3 trillion naira, which was the original sum they came up with in the assessment, how much of that has been put into the system, say from 2015 till date?
From 2013 till date, they have put in about, for Jonathan,
right,
Actually, 200 billion were released the first time. They have just released about 60 billion over the past 10 years. It doesn't make any impact. Even now, that value has been done. If they had used that time, the job people have done, they would be different from what he's doing today.
Absolutely. And it gets us really, really concerned. The federal government, I know you've been in several meetings with the government, with them. When we called you last time, you said you'd even had meetings with the Minister of Education on Thursday, penultimate going on strike on Monday. What has been the federal government's defense in not being able to meet this revitalization fund requirement?
They have not really given us any cogent reason. They will say there is no fund, which is not correct. It is priority of what you use the fund for that is correct. They are busy collecting money, saying they are doing rail, which you cannot see. Collecting loans to say they are doing road, you hardly see. And what have you? They are collecting money for travels, for whatever, for things that have no value to the system. And we are saying that if the future of Nigerian children is really of importance to Nigeria, there is a need to invest heavily in education. Instead of investing between 15 and 20% of the budget of education, we are giving 5 or 6, reducing on a yearly basis. And the impact you are seeing in the system, we have lost the primary and secondary schools completely. Nobody wants to attend public primary or secondary school. They also want to lose the primary, secondary, the university and polytechnic education. Those are the problems we are talking about, secondary institutions. And there is a need for the government to put some substantial money into this area and revamp it so that our children can also get the quality of education that their own children are getting, because if you look at all of them, their children are abroad schooling. Therefore, they're not bothered here. So they should allow the children of the ordinary Nigerians get the same quality of education that they are sending their children abroad to study. That's what we're saying.
And talking about the children, interestingly, the president of the Nigerian Association of Nigerian Students, Sunday Ashefon, was on the station this morning. And What the picture he paints for us is one of frustration. It's like the story of the grass suffering when two elephants are fighting. He paints the picture that the students haven't been carried along in the negotiations. They haven't been thought as being stakeholders in the discussions that have happened. When the students are pitted against ASUU and the federal government, people say it doesn't help the situation that they've been blindsided throughout all of these talks happening. Why have the students not been represented in the negotiations, Professor?
Thank you very much. The students have no business in our negotiation. Absolutely no business. Dude, in the 70s and early 80s, when we have students being the leader of student union. When you have today, you know, student leaders elected by the students, they were fighting for their own colleagues. You remember Ali must go. I don't know how old you are. When they reduced the subsidy on the feeding. Remember the one that happened in Lagos? Students were struggling to get better quality education. But now all these set of leaders, they are moving from one government house to another, moving from one senate house to another. That is what they are doing. They're not fighting. Well, it's not our business. Look, let me tell you, if tomorrow we start mobilizing to go and demonstrate, mobilize students to go and do this, the government will charge us for instigating students against them. That's not our business. The student union leaders know what is the problem of their colleagues. They should fight for it. Not we. Or not we bring it to a negotiation. They should ask government to negotiate with them. That's what they are doing of their own. They are not ASUU. They should ask the government to negotiate, so that they want to negotiate with government. That there's nothing wrong. So they have, no, it's not we that will carry along. The same people will charge us for inciting the students against the government. We don't want to do. So, we are a union of peace electorate.
Right.
And the way we do our own struggle is to give the government reasons on why government should implement our agreement.
All right. So this is what he says. He says being practical, I try and quote what he says, being practical, that if ASUU decides to call for a national day of protest because they have gone to the Federal Capital Territory and told the Minister of Education and the Minister of Labour, you have no business working when the universities are shut down. They say that if ASUU calls for a national day of protest, they will bury their grievances with ASUU and work together with ASUU for a national day of protest. Are you in support of working together with them? You think two heads aren't better than one in this sort of situation?
Look, the Nigerian students don't need ASUU to protest. Just like ASUU don't need Nigerian students to protest. They have the population. They have the number of people. If Nigerians believe in them, they don't have a problem. So it's not we who we call them to go and protest or not to protest. That's not our duty. We have given government what we believe should be doing in Nigerian liberty to revamp the system, to prevent it, the torture we have on ground. And that's what we are doing, legitimately. So if they want, it's their own, completely their own business. It's not we. That's how it is. They are an independent body, a student elected by their own people. They should represent their people, just like we are representing our own people and representing Nigerian people. That's what we are doing.
And Professor Oshodeke, talking about tactics, this is the 15th time that ASUU has declared a strike over several issues which we've gone over and over again, which is similar to what has happened if we date back from the late 90s till date. There are critics of ASUU who say that you would have to change tactics to be able to get a different result. What's your thinking about that?
You see, we have also asked Nigerian people who have said that which tactics is left. We don't just go on strike. Remember, 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago, we were mobilizing Nigerians, talking on TV, talking on radio, having conferences, having to tell the government to do what they should do. Did they respond? They never said a word. Did they ever respond? They didn't. But the day we started strike, they responded. Which means the only way that we made the response is a strike. You notice it. For 2 to 3 weeks, we were mobilizing all the zone in our, in all our branches, talking with students, talking with the people, talking with the press, telling government to implement the agreement or we will go on strike. They didn't respond once, not even on TV or radio. But the day we started strike, on the 14th, they responded. Which means that the only language they understand, the only part of them, the only thing they know is strike. So they are the one instigating strike, not us. If when we called them 3 weeks ago that, look, this APC is happening, please intervene, too quickly, call for a meeting, if they had done so, they would have been strike. But they didn't listen, they didn't say what, they pray that we never existed. But now we are starting a strike, they are responding and telling lies. So that is the problem. Until the government starts listening to prisoning, not to strike, the strike will stop. But they don't listen. The Minister of Labour is now speaking, the Minister of Education is now speaking, the Nigerian students are now speaking. They didn't speak 2 or 3 weeks ago when we were mobilizing. They didn't speak. Now a strike has started, they are all mobilizing. Do we have to wait for a strike to mobilize? The parents are now speaking. When we're going around the country talking about this, the parents didn't say a word. They didn't ask voice to what we are saying. But now a strike has started, they are all speaking. Do we have to wait for a strike to ask government to do the correct thing? So the question is not to we ASUU. It should be to Nigerian people, to the government, to the students, to all of them. So when ASUU is speaking, during the speech, if ASUU is mobilizing, do the mobilization. You don't wait till a strike. You not say we should come and call you for negotiation and what have you. We don't play that way.
Right. But Professor Oshodeke, how time flies when you're having a big discussion. So I'm going to appeal to you. When we go on the break, I'm going to hold on for a while so that people can send in questions also to for you to attend. But before we go on that break, there's talk about the payment system for lecturers, which is one of the things on board also, the IPPIs and then UTAS, which is the payment platform which ASUU wants to be paid with. There's a thinking that that has been pushed to the front burner compared to the revitalization, and perhaps is affecting how people perceive the nature of this strike. Is this perception true?
You see, they are all in the public purview. We don't have the one that is more important, the one that is less important. When you check all our documentation, all the issues are there. But on the issue of payment structure, which is IPPI, as we talked about, when it started in 2007, we told them it cannot work. We told them it's a fraud. You can't just go outside this country, go and purchase. That you see, it's so demeaning, it's so shameful. Nigeria will go to abroad, go to World Bank, IMF, to go and tell them to develop a payment, just a payment of paying salary to develop for them. That somebody will, and then they will pay in foreign currency to those countries. This is what any university in Nigeria can develop for you. And two, do you need to have a centralized salary system? Is that correct? Why would you have a centralized salary system? Who would defend the budget? Who will know how much the Ministry of Finance now pay on salary? Who know how much they are paying? But when every MDA was developing his project at the Front National Assembly, and then you have a check at the Ministry of Finance, and then the Minister of the Auditor General Office, there is accountability. But today, all the payments are made from the Accountant General Office, so nobody knows how much the budget of a university is,
how much is paid from it. Nobody knows how much it is used to pay salaries. It's a graph. It's just one person. They have centralized corruption. And the report of the Auditor General of the country was very clear. What we are saying now is correct. But all the report that the report gave about that, in every sector where the abuse is at peace, there's one form of fraud or the other one.
Right.
And we said to stop that, as soon as the union can develop an alternative that is better to the Nigerian government, Nigerian people, that can be applied on sector by sector.
Right.
It doesn't have to be the same thing. But it's the way that even the president of this country can decide to be.
Right.
The people of this country can decide to be listening to this, can just press a button in his office to say, let me look at the salary structure, the human resources.
Right. Professor Shodeke.
Sit down and look at it.
Professor Shodeke, I'm sorry I just interrupt you so we can go on that break I talked about. When we come back, we will take in questions and Professor Shodeke will wrap up on the UTAS as well as the IPPIS payment. Send us questions on WhatsApp and social media. I'll take those questions right after this.
Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria in Focus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is The Public Square.
Well, it's 25 minutes to four, and talk about pressure cooker. Pressure cooker time for the country's tertiary education, the country's university system. This is day five after the university lecturers down tools. So make no mistake, this strike is arrow-headed by ASUU, but it is not ASUU's money, like some of you are implying in the messages you're sending. It is for the country's university system. So have that at the back of your mind, and don't think that the monies that they're asking for, the 200 billion, is for ASUU. It isn't for ASUU. It is for the revitalization of the country's university system. ASUU just happens to be the ones in the forefront for the demand that the universities become world standard, like Professor Oshodeke stated. We're going to try and get back to him. There are a number of questions I see here on WhatsApp, and I hope he can address those questions from a number of you who've sent them. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, Rotimi Sankore will join the conversation for a big picture on the biggest discussion in town today. Millions of students out of school because of what is going on. The ruffle between the federal government and university dons. So before he comes, I'll just go and read up some of the comments and then the questions I will ask him once he comes up. This is Chimezie. All right, Professor Oshodeke, great to have you back.
Thank you.
Professor Oshodeke is the National President, Academic Staff Union of Universities. And like I was saying, Prof, that the position you occupy is what they call pressure cooker. You're on the hot seat. And come at the man, come at the hour, and I'm sure that you're well prepared for everything you'd have to deal with because it's a very tough journey. But like I said, there are questions that a number of people have asked, and they'll want you to respond to. This one is Kunle Rotimi. He says that, can Professor Shodeke explain the role of state government in the agitation for better university system in Nigeria? Federal government controls and funds federal universities, whereas state universities are not under the control of the federal government. Why then does ASUU dote on the federal government when ASUU's demands and benefit cuts across public universities? Maybe I take in like three or four first, Prof, and then you can respond to them. What do you say, sir? Okay, good. So we're done with Kunle Rotimi. Then this one is from okay, this is asking a personal question. You can go ask Prof the question online. This is Ade from Sulere. He says the 260 billion the government gave So like I explained to them, Prof, the money wasn't given to ASUU, it was given to the university system. So people don't think ASUU collected the money. He says, can you explain what the money was used for? We parents want to know, since he said the government have been embezzling the funds meant for roads, etc. I, as a parent, have not seen what they have done with the 260 billion naira collected so far. This is Chimezie from Fort Collins, I guess, in the United States. I want to ask the ASUU president, what negotiation strategy do they want to employ to avoid ending up at the same empty outcomes of previous strike actions? All right, so Prof, I think we have our work cut out on these questions.
Okay, let me talk to you about those three.
Please go ahead, sir.
The first one I had, I was talking about the federal and state universities.
Right.
You see, we have only one ASUU, which is the union of academics in the three, in the two sectors, state and federal. And when we are negotiating agreement, we don't negotiate with federal government only. It is the governing councils of the universities that represent the government. And in every negotiation, you will have the chancellor of federal universities and state universities. So what they do is that when we have finished every state, we go and go back and get every state to implement. What we talk most times about the federal government is that in this country we have about 80 plus federal and state universities.
Right.
The president of Nigeria is the visitor to 40, now about 48 universities is the visitor. But every state government is the visitor to one, a maximum of four. So that's why when we are speaking, the emphasis on federal government, that's the only thing you have the emphasis on, because in all of them, we also ensure that the state implement them. And that's why today, the salary earned by university lecturer in federal is going to be in state. Third fund that we fought for, you are aware of third fund, any university you go to, you see third fund that we fought for.
Right.
The same amount that give to federal university is the one they give to state university. Because of these are like joint struggles. So we also, that is that. That is a joint struggle, and the outcome is also joint. Yeah, the third one, which I need to talk about, it also affects the second one you talked about. Is parents who want to know what have you done with the money. Are you hearing me?
Yeah, with you, Prof. Please,
my advice is just that parents, I don't know the university students are, to visit about five universities and start looking at the name, description on the buildings and laboratory equipment in the laboratory and building. You will see the word need assessment project. Any project you see in the university with the word need assessment project is the outcome of this revitalization fund. And there is no university where you will go, you will not get at least 10 or so of such projects, either at the laboratory, water system, renovation of hostels, building of hostels. And the last one we did, the one Jonathan was used by President Jonathan, the 100 billion was allocated to each federal university to build hostels. 100 billion. And that made a lot of impact. If that has been released over the 6 years we talked about, today, our university is one of the best in the world. But after the first one, they stopped. I will advise that parent is that you either talk with the child or visit the university the child is and go around. Any project he sees today, 99% are either very third fund or need assessment. All the new projects you have in the past 10 years, they are the product of ASUU struggle. And that's why this struggle is very germane for all the parents, for the city, for the federal. If this money is released, you will not see, you will not see 16 students stay in one room, as you are seeing today. You will not be, the children will not be in the classroom where they are using stove as bunsen burner. So that is why we are struggling. It's not about federal or state. And the projects are, because in this need assessment, we are part of those who evaluate what they have done. And for us, if you don't use the first one absolutely and you don't show sign that you didn't, today, Mr. Mopin, you cannot get the next one. And that's what, when you go to the university, the major projects you see are not those coming from federal budget, which you don't have to say. The one you see are that third fund for the assessment that we are also part of those who evaluate what they have done. That is the difference.
Good.
Then for our colleague who's talking about the strategy we're going to use.
Right.
See, what we have always done is that we'll sit down and go through the item one by one. And when we are going through a good travel, we say we cannot raise this amount of money. How do we do it? We also decide, work on it, do research on how they can fund it. And this budget we are talking about, this agreement we are talking about, we reached in May last year.
Right.
We also have a lot of things on funding that will not, federal government will need to spend more on the couple they already generated recently.
The what we have indicated will completely fund it if the money is well used. But they're not looking at that side. All they look at is the salary. We have also told them how they can raise the money to develop projects, develop university, and even pay salary by academic staff. But they don't want to look at it. Their interest is where you see Naira at Bobo. They won't look at innovation or how to raise money. The problem in Nigeria today is that any day we have government who is serious, look at innovation or how to raise funds, it will change this country overnight. Let me give you an example.
Go ahead.
A university wants to award contract to build a two-story building. A Bureau of Public Procurement will say, you must go and advertise, you must get contractor to bid, you must get, consultant and what have you. And the question asks me, who are you looking for? In a typical university, you have all the department you have. You have building, you have architecture, you have engineering, you have... So what do you do? And get somebody outside to come and who have little or no experience that we are teaching to come and tell you how to build a two-story building. If universities are allowed to work within themselves, they don't have to spend all this money they are giving to contractors, giving to whatever. So look at the thing we are seeing, how we can save money and change the system. In the 70s and early 80s, no business will go and get to public system to come and come here, get the contractor. They will do their thing within. And when you go to UNILAG, go to UI, go to UNA, go to APU, the building built in the 60s and 70s are still the best in those universities because they were built by the university.
Excellent. So this question, Prof, is from Mwankwo, who says that can ASUU sponsor a bill to criminalize private and diaspora education for public office holders if they really care about the people? And ASUU stay at home until such a bill is passed? That's an interesting comment there. This is David from Apapa who says, I'm enjoying the conversation, although I'd love to ask if our tertiary institutions are considering internal generation of finance by public utilization of the human and non-human resources available to them, which is what you just explained now. And then there's one other question I saw here. Okay, good. This is Omar Akin from the United States who says, I truly sympathize with university lecturers, but he's asking that he fails to understand why anyone would want to dictate to his or her employer how he should be paid, which is referring to the IPPS and the UTAS impasse that he was once a federal civil servant for years.
Okay.
Right. So this will be our last set of questions, Prof.
Okay. Let me start with the last one.
Good.
We as the Union of Academies, we are not just dictating to federal government how to pay our salary. After all, the money is being held, the government is holding the money on behalf of Nigerian people. We do not want our money to be squandered while the country is suffering. As we speak, so if you check the original report,
right,
on yearly basis, the federal government is paying billions of naira to a foreign company on how to pay salary to civil servants. So should Nigeria keep quiet? Should academics keep quiet? Two, with the new salary structure, which when it was being developed, never taught about universities. As I speak to you, so we can never have any foreigner coming to teach in Nigeria on contract, because when a foreigner comes to teach in Nigeria, he must be on contract. Two, adjunct has already been removed. So lecturers are paid what they like. Is that what we want to happen in Nigeria? Does it happen anywhere in the world? Let me ask the person who asked that question. I hope you're listening. Is there any university in the UK and in the US where the salary of academic staff are paid from the office of the accountant general? If you answer that question, you will know what we're talking about. Universities are independent body. We are not saying we should pay ourselves. The government set up a structure to manage the university, not the government council. It is the council, by the law, that are empowered to pay their staff. Not the office of accountant general. That's happening in all the universities of all over. Let me check anywhere in the U.S. Whether there's any university where salary of workers are paid from the state house. It's not possible anywhere in the world. We can't be different when it's the university. So the other person we're talking about, what's the second one?
He was asking about, we dealt with the internal generation.
Oh, so, you see, as we speak, so.
Oh, sorry. He was asking about a bill to criminalize.
Yes, I know that's the first one. Yes, I was talking about one.
Right.
Let me talk about this. The university do generate money, but we refer to as charges. We were in University of Lagos. And the vice chancellor told us that every year they pay up to 1 billion naira as electricity bill. Hmm. 1 billion. They told us that to run their computer system, to run their water system, to run all the systems in the university, UNILAC will require more between 30 and 40 billion naira a year to run those things successfully, knowing the way Lagos is. But what the federal government give to UNILAC as running cost in a year is less than 100 million. So if what the university gets less than 100 million and electricity alone is 1 billion, how will that university run? So they are already managing their system very well. They are already doing that. How do they generate? The money generated, they have to spend on electricity, right? Because the state does not provide water. They have to supply water to their students, supply light to their students, buy equipment in laboratory, buy equipment in pay for internet services. So these are what they use the money they generate internally for. But as you speak, so the federal government is trying to force them to remit 25% of that money to the federal government. Does it make sense? The little money these students pay for the money they survive, when they just give them light, give them water. Federal government and National Assembly insisting that you come and pay part to federal government. Are you investing from the generating agency? So those are the questions. Those are the problems universities are having. Then on the first one that had to do with the bill. Yeah. Actually, somebody proposed a bill. And we named that bill, Bring Back Your Children.
Bring Back Your Children.
Bring Back Your Children. Is that if you want to contest for any public office, your children must be schooling in Nigerian university. If you have appointed a minister, your children must come back to school in Nigerian universities. So you know the pain the ordinary children are going through, so that you will know that if their children are here, they will fund the universities. If public officials are going to our hospital for treatment when they are sick, they're not flying abroad, they will fund the hospital. But they don't have a problem. Their children are having good education. When they are sick, their children are sick, they rush them abroad with our money. And that's one of the things we are proposing. We have the general assembly, we're not looking at the issue because they're also involved. So we expect the parents, who are those who determine who become the governor, the president, and what have you, that during this next election, if anybody comes to campaign to you in your own community, tell them, where are your children schooling? The question you should ask any politician going to campaign, where are your children? Where are your relations? If they say they are not in this country, don't vote for them. That should be the slogan during this election. Where are your children? So if Nigeria don't do that, they will bring back their children. That's what we should do. And if they should allow the sign and agree with them that you must bring your children back should you be elected.
All right.
So that is where we are. The reason they don't care about our education, they don't care about our health system, is because they don't use this system. And I've been commissioner, when you're sick, you run abroad, even malaria. Your child is primary school, you secondary school, send him abroad. Is that fair?
A million naira question, if you ask me, Professor Shodeke. But we're out of time, and it's been such a pleasure having to speak with you. Will this strike be called off at the end of the 1 month, Professor Shodeke?
We want the strike call off in the next 1 or 2 days. It should not go beyond 1 or 2, maximum 3 days. Let the government do the needful, and the strike will be called off.
Oh.
It should not be Nigerian father, parents, and students should be talking about 1 month.
Right.
1 month is the maximum. Government, if you agree with us tomorrow on this issue and start to stop them tomorrow, we call off the strike next day. So there's a full pressure on government to call off the strike. Government is the one calling on this strike, not we.
All right.
The government is the one that has initiated the strike. They call the strike. We are just responding to their call.
All right.
So if they want to end it by this weekend, it will end. If they want to end it in 3 days' time, it will end. If they want to end it today, it will end.
Right.
So we should not be, parents should not be talking about 1 month. They should force the government, before they elected, they should force them to ensure that they negotiate with us in 1 or 2 days. I will call out this strike.
All right. And I'm sure they hear you. They have your number.
They're hearing you. Me, all of us, you. Thank you very much for opening the opportunity.
Exactly,
Let the government come with a seriousness.
Right.
To negotiate, not telling us that we are missing.
Right.
You can't see us.
Right. They have your number, and we have your number also, too. So we'll call
everywhere.
You.
They know where we are.
We'll call you again, and maybe when we call you next time, we probably will have a different story. We can talk about chatting the way forward. Thank you very much, Professor Emmanuel Shodeke. Yeah. All right. Do have a great weekend. Professor Emmanuel Shodeke, the National President, Academic Staff Union of Universities. And we've been talking about the strike, which is into day 5. We're going on a quick break. When we come back, Rukmi Sankore joins the conversation in the square. We will go 360 big picture. And we get some more reactions. Don't forget, send those questions.
Stay one step.
Send those comments on 99.3 Nigeria Info. at Public Square NG, at Rutby Sankor, at Awo Obo, any of these handles, would love to hear from you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is The Public Square.
Welcome back. It's 3 minutes past five on 99.3 Nigeria Info on the Public Square today. We've got one single issue to deal with. We've all been affected by, directly or indirectly, strike when you were in university. Maybe it's in the doze of how many months or years you had to spend because of ASUU's strike. 15 times in the last 23 years, you've had universities shut down in this country, and we're in the middle of another one. In the last hour, we've had the president of ASUU, Professor Emmanuel Oshodeke, talked to us about a number of issues. Disagree with him or agree with him on many of the issues. What I see in the comments that are on our WhatsApp platform as well as on social media. WhatsApp again, 08095975805. And on social media, talk to us at Nigeria Info FM, at Public Square NG, at Rotimi Sankore, and at Awogo Obo. And Rotimi is in the square.
Hello.
Hello, Rotimi. Excellent. So,
this matter is a really big matter.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is the other end of the education stick. You know, we had three special editions on primary and secondary education with the Wolesho Inca Center investigative journalism. Now, this is the other side of it. And unfortunately, every level of the education system is in a mess. It's in a mess. Well, I won't take up a lot of time. I mean, I'll try and end all my comments in this half so that we can hear from more listeners. So I will stick with the ASUU president's talking point. I'll use that as my guide and some of the questions so that I can just do it and
right.
We just move to the audience at the half hour.
Right.
Because no spaces extra today.
Right.
Let's apologize in advance. No Twitter spaces extra today.
Right.
So first, let me say that I am familiar with the university system, not just because as a student leader, I was at the ASUU offices at least twice or thrice a month. I think the comment by the ASUU president that the NANS and CO are an independent organization and they can fight for their members differently, I think he was just being diplomatic there. There is some frustration regarding the standard of the NANS leadership. Because when we were in the student leadership in this country, we always consulted with ASUU and the senior staff lecturers and NASU. We always did so. We didn't always agree, but it was crazy not to consult. And on the other hand, the ASUU, especially when we were university student leaders, always spoke with us. Even if it was not in their offices, we'll meet them somewhere, HOD, somewhere, deans. We see one, two, three, at least once a week. Sometimes you go to consult on academic matters.
Oh, so sorry about that. We're going to try and get back to Rotimi there. Looks like we lost connection there, but we'll get back to him straight away and get to hear, like I say, our 50 Kobo on what the issues are and those issues. He will rehash with you issues which are all too familiar. Revitalization Fund. Work the math with Professor Oshodeke, 1.3 trillion naira based on the needs assessment, 200 billion naira. Out of the 200 billion naira, they put that into a number of universities, which they said showed some improvement, and left them with 1.1 trillion naira. From 2014 till date, they have only taken in another 60 billion, which is a far cry from where they should be. Major, major talking point where they're going to get that money. Don't factor in even inflation. They're saying, let's even work with the original sum. When even the naira was exchanging to the dollar at 1 to 120, how much have we put back into those universities, which is where we've built a tent around in most of the discussions we've had. Rotimi was trying to talk about the relationship between ASUU and NANS. It's something that must not be overlooked consultation. So, Rotimi, we're back with you.
Yes, please.
Great.
So I was saying, you know, we regularly consulted with the ASUU leaders because we understood that anything that improved the quality of education improved our quality of education. And if our quality of education improves, then the nation's knowledge economy improves. The knowledge base, the biggest economies in the world today are knowledge-driven economies. And as far as several decades ago, we understood that. Even when we were in uni, there was no internet. The library was our big resource. And as somebody who worked in a university library, I understand the basis of knowledge. So when ASUU, you know, when some people say ASUU has gone on strike for the 15th or 16th time in 20 years, what I tell them is, no, you don't understand the issue. The issue is the federal government has defaulted on agreements reached to improve the investment in the university 15 times. The federal government has defaulted on agreements it signed to improve the education system 15 times. That is the news. Even as a senior journalist now, for me, that is the news. The news is not that ASUU went on strike. The question is, why did ASUU go on strike? Critical thinking is one of the most fundamental bases of knowledge. Ask questions. Why do things happen? Why? Does our federal government strike you as sincere in relation to developing the country? Not just this one, the ones before. Because the agreement with ASUU was not signed with this government, the initial agreement. But continuous government, do they seem sincere? Governments that owe doctor salary of 6 months, do those people look sincere to you? I was watching last week when a batch of doctors were being sworn in. Four government officials spoke there. Every line that they said was, it is not the work of doctors to go on strike. Doctors, the job of doctor is to preserve health. And I was just thinking, what kind of intellectual nonsense is this? So the doctor will trek from Shongo to Ikeja. And you expect that doctor to be able to treat somebody. Somebody whose intellectual faculty should be 100% would have tried to work or has not eaten for 4 days. Even the person is not going on strike, the person shouldn't be at work. If I'm the chief medical officer, you tell me that you trek from Shongota to Ikeja to come to work. I would ask you not to go in. You tell me you are not eating for 4 days. Please, wait outside. Let's sort out the problem. You can't treat a patient. And the government is telling them, after not paying them for 6 months, look, you know, when we say revitalization of university, somebody asked a question about self-funding. Well, let us explain that problem, that issue properly.
Right.
Why does Nigeria import electrical equipment for our power grid? Why do we import all these fridge and freezer brands and vehicles? Why can't we build ships and aeroplanes in Nigeria? It is because the average engineering student in Nigeria has never assembled an engine. And that's what the revitalization fund is for. Because once the average engineering student has assembled an engine from scratch, different types of engines, and then applied them to different functions, the economy will benefit from it. That's why we are importing all these things. That's why, instead of being at 200,000 megawatts of power, we are at 5,000 megawatts. It's not just because of the incompetence of the Federal Ministry of Power. It is also because we are not fabricating the items needed for the power grid. And that is based on our poor knowledge system, because universities have not been revitalized. We are not building ships. Just look at the petrol fiasco in Nigeria now. What does that tell you? Nigeria is not just the biggest producer of oil in Africa. Nigeria has the best oil. The oil that, you know, the Bonny Lights, it is the easiest to refine. Easiest to refine. Your refineries will even last longer. But we are not refining. We have to export it and then re-import bad fuel. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Set aside for an instance the incompetence of the government with the refineries. Do we have enough engineers? Do we have enough engineers to have refineries in every state, for instance? We don't. Look at our waste management. Do we have enough waste management scientists that know what they are doing? No. So once people understand this thing, I mean, I really sympathize with the students. I wish the universities were always open. I wish universities were of the highest standard. But having gone to a Nigerian university and then having lived and worked abroad in Nigeria for more than 20 years, outside Nigeria for more than 20 years. And look, when we went to university, it was two per room, and we are complaining. Two per room, and we were complaining. Ask the same student now. If they are lucky, they are 10 in a room. So first of all, you can't read in your room to start with. You can't read in your room. So the kind of struggles that we need to embark on in this country to fix university should include ASU students, NASU, senior staff. When computer science was first introduced in universities in Nigeria, my university was accredited. They didn't have computer. I was a student union leader. We went to the ASU. We said, excuse me, what are they going to learn? We consulted with ASU. We did ALUTA. Within two semesters, the computers arrived. Because the ASU understood, how could they teach the computer science students without the computer? And we complained. What is ASU doing about it? You want to teach them without computer, and when they graduate, what are they going to do? So it was unofficial coordination. We got the university to buy the computers. Why did they accredit? There was no internet then, or just computer to, you know, learn basic coding and things. So these are the kind of things that we need to be able to understand. I really feel sorry for the students. But they can't compete abroad. They can't even function. Many of them come out with zero knowledge. I sympathize that they feel that if instead of spending 4 years, they spend 6 years. But look, with what I understand, having seen the world, different countries, different university systems abroad, personally, I would rather that the Nigerian universities are fixed. The $200 billion a year the federal government is supposed to be investing in university. Mm. And as you are correctly pointing out, it is not ASUU money.
Right.
I mean, you said it twice.
Yeah.
It is not ASUU money. I mean, this is how low the governance literacy is in Nigeria, that people think it is ASUU money. No. It is university system revitalization.
Mm.
For the laboratory, for the library, for the hostel, for the water system. I was rusticated from the university because we led Aluta for a water treatment plant in the university that had a dam.
Hmm.
The military regime came for us. Eventually, we won that battle. The water treatment plant was built, 27 million naira at the time.
Hmm.
We collaborated with ASUU. In fact, when they said they wanted to close the university because of the protest, the students, we called a rally. We said, we are not going anywhere. We said we want water treatment plant. We didn't say we want to go home. We want to graduate quickly. Stop the nonsense. We asked for our rights. You close the university.
Hmm.
We refused to go anywhere. The military governor collaborated with the VC and switched off the electricity to the campus. We called a Congress, contributed money, and switched to GEN.
Hmm.
And we said we are not going. In fact, I remember, oh, bless him, Professor Hari Garuba, then a young lecturer.
Hmm.
Then a very, very young lecturer. He was the first person to contribute in the SUB rectangle.
Hmm.
We put down the budget. We consulted NASU. How much does it take to run this gym for a week? They told us. ASUU members came and put money down for the students' union to go and buy diesel to run the gym.
Hmm.
So that we could stay in school and study.
Hmm.
So, you know, a lot of collaboration has to go on. A lot of higher thinking has to go on. When we were rusticated, we got court order to put us back. The VC refused to accept the court order. My hall warden, Dr. Osuji, he wrote to them and said, there is a court order reinstating them. I'm not going to evict them from the hall. He was an ASUU member.
Hmm.
Why? Because he too was tired of driving around the campus in his vehicle with jerry can looking for where to fetch water. Same with all the professors. When the water treatment plant was built, we said to the VC, don't use the water, don't use it. Don't use it. So the university system is for the students, it's for the lecturers, it's for everybody. The library, the laboratory, you know, everything is for everybody. So I was disappointed when he said the students are an independent union. It's because the quality of the student union is poor.
Mm.
So the students need to step up. You too, when you said the children are not agreeing, that guy that is also president, is he a child?
No, the nonce president.
The nonce president. Yes. Sorry, thank you for correcting me. That guy, is he a child?
He's a senior student.
Yeah. When we were student leaders, the average age of all of us was 18 to 22 under military regime. That guy now, I think he's about 40 years old.
Oh, you're closer to 40, actually.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. So when you said the children are wondering whether ASUU was under, I say, hey, which children now?
It's a serious thing. We're going to go on a break, Rotimi, very soon, and I think that
yes, please let me just end by saying that
right.
Actually, because you mentioned the question of the pay, the pay is the least part of the issue. My colleagues are professors now. I refuse to go into academia because I cannot have any politician or soldier be insulting me. Even my juniors are professors. I refuse that they should come and I said, never in my life, never what I saw as a student leader, a general will sit for and come and be insulting me as a professor. Look, professors, top pay for professor in Nigeria is about $5 to $6 million a year. How much are they earning in National Assembly? 1 month, 14 million.
Mm.
14 million a month in National Assembly. My classmates are there.
Hmm.
I've asked them, what is wrong with you guys? So sometimes when I'm talking to them, they are orderly. We want to shift forward. They will tell, please, stand back. What are you guys doing with the money? 14 million a month. We don't even know how much the ministers earn, or the governors, or the presidency. We don't know. And they have security vote on top of it. So when ASUU is supposed to be getting 200 billion, when the agreement with ASUU is supposed to provide 200 billion to the entire university system a year, and people don't understand that that's less than 2% of the national budget. And they think ASUU is demanding too much. Look, a professor, top salary, 6 million a year. National Assembly, 14 million a month. Can you imagine the insult? The same professor will go abroad and he will be earning $5,000 to $8,000 a month. And they are here struggling and people are insulting them. We really need to put things in perspective. Just to sum up before we go for the break, unless the knowledge base of our economy based on the university system is increased, our economy will continue to tank. Because that's how universities make money abroad. All these fantastic technological innovations coming from university system earns trillions of dollars in collaboration with the private sector. That's how universities raise the money to run themselves. Here, university will not have lights. They won't pay lecturers. How can they innovate?
Several questions begging for answers, Rotimi. So when we come back, we're going to open the phone lines for everyone to come in and have their say. We'll go on to WhatsApp also too. We see all of you whose messages are dropping in, all the regulars, people like Tony from Birmingham. I see you already in caps. He's the only one who types messages in caps. All of you also on Twitter, we also see your comments. We'll come to you right after the break. It's the discussion we're having with the universities shut down in the country. This is day five. We've had the president of ASUU already speak with us, Professor Emmanuel Oshodeke, which a number of you are still reacting to. We'll take in many of those comments also too when we come back from the break. WhatsApp number 0809-597-5805. And then on social media, all our platforms, that's Twitter, Instagram, as well as on Facebook at Nigeria Info FM, at Public Square NG, at Rotimi Sankore, as well as at our Obo. So let's go on that quick break. When we come back, it will be for you to get into the square. 99.3 Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Talk is what we do.
You know, the youth of Nigeria have historically been apathetic towards the electoral process. There's no way for the youth to participate in mainstream fields like oil and gas, banking, and so on. The youth are actively excluded from those fields. And so we just created our own way in tech.
Informed analysis. Reliable. Accurate.
We actually advocate you get your eyes checked at least once a year. When you go for an eye check, the routine things they check, they do for you is to check your visual acuity. Visual acuity is how good you see. A lot of us don't actually know that we don't see so well. But because, like I said earlier, we can count money, we think we're doing very well.
Your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is The Public Square.
Well, welcome back. This will take us to the home stretch. And the questions and comments are flooding on WhatsApp. Good grief. I've not seen the WhatsApp platform this active in a long, long while, Rutmi. So I think...
I beg, before you go to WhatsApp, somebody said I should make a better clarification on the ASUU and the National Assembly thing. Because I was saying that I was explaining that the professors earn about 6 million a year. National Assembly earns 14 million a month. The better comparison would be that professor earns about 550 something thousand a month, and National Assembly earns 14 million a month. So I was comparing the annual salary of professor to the monthly salary of National Assembly, whereas I should have been comparing like for like, month for month.
Hmm.
So professors earn about 550 something thousand a month. National Assembly, 14 million a month.
Hmm.
And that's not counting the ESTA code for visit, site visit, touring, and all kinds of things like that.
Hmm.
And like I said, we don't know how much governors earn, commissioners, ministers, presidency. In fact, the higher you go, the more scandalous it becomes.
Exactly.
I remember during Jonathan time when, you know, the budget was broken down to show that they were eating with 1 billion naira a month in Aso Rock, and I was you know, I mean, people were earning 20,000 naira a month. Some people are eating with 1 billion a year.
Look at that.
Yeah. On top of salary, we don't know how much. Oh. With free house in the Aso Rock and everything, free car, free fuel, free gen, free everything, and it has continued till now. If you see how much all the former head of state are getting a year in the budget, I mean, I love the work our young friends at Budget are doing. When they break it down like this, six people are getting billions a year for doing nothing.
Let's go to the phone lines and let's hear what the people have to say. 0700-993-993-993. Again, 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, call in 01465-7190. Again, 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello.
And good evening.
Oh, God,
great.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Good evening, rather. Your name, please, and where you're calling from.
Yeah, this is Joy.
Joy, great to have you
join us. I want to first of all thank the ASU man that came to clear the air, because most Nigerians are always misinformed. And what they do is that once they get one misinformation, they run with it. And that's how they rub it off every other people who will not take their time to understand what ASU is actually fighting for. This government or previous government or Nigerian government did not actually listen to any other form of protest, if not for people to go on strike. So I'm in support to that strike which they are going for. And also I want them to also put this, there's somebody that wrote a WhatsApp message you read that said let them also put in their legislation, because they not put it to us, the ASU man put it to us that we should be asking them one by one, is your children there? It's not really going to work. They should also put part of what they want to do, that we should put a legislature that if you're coming out for any public office, your children must school in our public schools, not private school. By so doing, they'll be able to look inward and make sure that any school their child is going to get the best of the best. It's because their children are outside here. Now, I also want to link it to one of your work, one of the person that comes to talk about some of the political things. Yeah, that's Jimmy Disto. Yes, I hope he listens to this program, because he's one of the persons that will say, oh, the elites, it is their right that we shouldn't say people should come, public people to their children to come and school here. He has said that before. So he's one of the elites that will not want that kind of thing to work. And I hope he listens. Because they have a lot of following.
All right,
and,
Joy.
And also, I want to thank Rotimi Sankore for the work he's doing, because he's very good at analyzing. Not just analyzing, he does his research very well.
Joy.
Comes out with the problems that Nigeria has and the best way to tackle it. I say very big kudos to them. And this legislation, I'll keep talking about it till somebody or people will rally around to say we need such a legislation in Nigerian law. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Joy, for opening the square. And we'll keep tabs with the ASU president on the bill they want to push out too. Hello and good... Sorry about that. Hello and good evening.
Very good evening to you, Abu.
Great to have you join us.
My name is Prince Wyatt, calling you from Amutrofin.
All right, Prince Wyatt, please go ahead.
Good evening to you. We thank you for what you have been doing for Nigeria, because we listen to you, you understand. But I want to throw a question before you. The National Assembly, who feed their salary? It seems the constitution or the state themselves feed their salary, or I want to know who feeds their salary. And I want to know the actual amount they really collect, because some of them say 12 million per month with the constituency money. I want you to just throw that to this. I want to know, please.
All right, Prince Wise, thank you very much. We'll hear some more. Hello and good evening.
Yeah, hello, good day.
Great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Okay Solo Brugger, Chris for the Pikmini. I'm calling from Igondo.
Your name now, wah.
proud Yoruba man, anytime, proud of my man.
I know.
So the issue here is, this for the root cause of everything we're saying about ASUU and federal government is abuse of power and neglect. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Please go ahead. Hello? Go ahead, we hear you.
Okay, good. Now, I'm of the principle where if you do not address problems by their root, you will keep on cutting tree branches expecting to solve the problem, but you will never solve them. Now, as long as Nigerians have the principle, which were created by irresponsible elders, by the way, that nobody owes you anything, you will have people who will solely use opportunities and privileges and authorities to their benefits and that of their family alone. Neglecting their environment. As such, they believe that they owe you nothing, and the peanut they give you is them doing you a favor. And this is reflecting in federal government versus ASUU. Federal government versus ASUU is like a Nigerian elder versus an intelligent youth. That is the summary. And an intelligent youth comes to a Nigerian elder and say, this thing you are doing isn't good, it's not going to help my future. Abi, the culture tells you you can't question an elder, you cannot tell an elder is wrong. So if we do not correct our culture and change our mentality and understand that we can only protect and secure our future by protecting and empowering dreamers. That is the only way. And if we do not realize that we owe our environment, our neighbors, our community support.
Right.
If we do not change our mentality, we keep on. Federal government and ASUU has been going on for over 10 years. I finished school in 2012. In 2007, when I was in school, ASUU went on one-way strike for this same issue.
All right. We're going to have to leave it at that. And pathetic, ask me. Hello and good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Great to have you join us. The device you're too close to, you'd have to move away from it.
Okay, is it better now?
Better. Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
Victoria, Lagos.
All right, Victoria, please go ahead.
Okay, so is that about who pays National Assembly or ASUU? I think one of the things we need to address is, let's get ASUU to come out and defend their request. You get? We need to know what ASUU is demanding for. I know they said they want to do revitalization of Nigerian universities. Who is going to undo this project? Is federal government going to release funds to ASUU, and ASUU will now give out this contract?
The federal government gives the money to the university system run by the vice chancellors.
Victoria,
workers in the university.
Yeah, Victoria joined the conversation late, so she missed that part. The money is not going to ASUU. Hello and good evening.
Hello.
Yeah, great to have you join us. Your name, please, and where are you calling from?
My name is Peter. I'm somewhere on the wheel, along Lake Way.
Excellent.
I've been listening to the ASUU president and the other guy in the morning, Sunday. Look, when I was a student, issue like this, we know how to deal with it. When I was a student, we know how to deal with it. How many are you going to kill? We shut down if you can challenge Abacha. How much more these people? How much more? Because now our primary education is gone, secondary is gone, and they are now attacking the tertiary institution. And nobody said anything. Funny enough, the politicians, all their children, they're outside doing what they are doing. I don't care, even including Buhari, a pretender, because he's a complete pretender It's a military junta. That thing has all gone out from him. And now, here we are. I want my advice to that son, the Nance. Look, if you want to strike, you say you want confrontation, confront it. How many would they kill? Confront it to the end. Right. Now, Asu, they have a saboteur among them. They'll go and collect money, and nothing will happen at the end of the day. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Rotimi, I think I'll take some messages on WhatsApp because we're running fast away from...
Well, let me just say for Prince Wise and every other person, please, let me answer your questions on Twitter. If you can't get through, please, there is no Twitter spaces today. But you can tag me at Rotimi Sankore and I'll answer the questions. So, Prince Wise, if you tag me, I will answer that question elaborately on who determines the National Assembly salary. I mean, it's not like ASU, it's different. But I will explain, if you just tag me, I will explain.
Okay. Let me go some messages. This is Tony from Alabama. He says, sooner or later, the people in charge of government of the day will be called to render an account on what they spend the humongous amount of money being borrowed left, right, and center since the inception of this administration. It is obvious government is not bothered about education in the country. The youths they claim are the leaders of tomorrow are languishing due to their negligence to do the needful. They are not bothered because their children are not affected. Prince from Aja. This one is Sam from Aja, rather Mike, who says Nigeria's been a failed nation from onset. We can never get there with this barbaric central rule system. The angel can survive a demonic agent. He goes on and on. This one is saying that since the Nuga University Games were on a good day, some stations are supposed to bid for transmission, right? All right, no, what he's trying to say here is that why not allow for day students and parents to tour restaurants available inside campuses to take care of their needs, hotels and accommodation packages? Well, this is around generation of revenue for universities, I see. Don't you think we can use 1 billion naira to produce massive solar energy for our universities and many of the students have the skills? Likewise, their foreign counterparts. Joe from Bariga.
About how many university students studying electrical engineering have seen the material you used to build the solar panel? This is part of the revitalization. Look, I can see one guy, Adulu Charles, if I remember rightly now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's saying that they even take off their shirts to fan themselves in the hall when they are sleeping. You know? Now, I said when we were in uni, we were two in a room. We had fan, we had stereo system, we had two reading tables.
Mm.
And we are still complaining because the people before us were one per room. Now, go to any university system. The federal government has turned university them into zoo. Yes, you see them on the corridor, hanging their clothes everywhere. You know, it's like a ghetto.
Mm.
That's what our children have been subjected to now in Nigeria.
Mm.
They go to ghetto to go and study.
Mm.
And you see the politicians, as many people have noted, when their children graduate, they take picture abroad on social media and they are standing by them. I beg, let's not get personal on this. Yeah, it's just annoying to see.
All right, we're out of time. And
I mean, let's just say join us again at 4 p.m. next week on 99.3. I mean, we'll always try and bring you well-researched discussions. And thank you for taking your time out to join us.
All right. We'll have to leave it at that. Up next at the top of the hour is the news. And after the news, we have Samia Infine coming for music and moments. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.